Prices and participation may vary.
Copying Concepts presents Another Day at Crocker Clock.
God, that's smarts.
It's Info Man, and he's naked. Whoa! Made you look.
Oh. I am Info Man from Copying Concepts, bringing new dimensions to office productivity. Please, ladies, control yourselves.
That's not us. It's his old, worn-out copier.
I'd say you need a Mita.
Need a Mita?
Yes, a Mita 8585 high-speed, high-volume copier. It reduces, enlarges, zooms, edits, sorts, groups, staples, punches holes, whistles the national anthem.
And it's covered by Copying Concepts' exclusive 5-year fixed cost and unconditional replacement guarantees.
Copying Concepts, we keep things humming. Day after day, day after day, day after day, day after day.
Didn't I see you on some TV show recently?
Baywatch.
Good morning. It's 6:31. I'm Michelle Dibble with a 198 FM News update brought to you by the St. Louis Children's Hospital answer line, 454-KIDS. Now it's time to say good morning to our traffic master. Lance, how you doing?
I don't know. I'm really tired today for some reason.
Oh, poor baby.
I have no idea why.
It's a change of seasons.
It must be. I hear it's going to get really cold for the weekend, so I might be comatose by then at this rate. I don't know. Eastbound on Manchester, west of Hanley Road, Michelle, there's a stalled car in the right lane. Now over in Madison County, a little bit north of Hamel, we've got an accident with injuries southbound 55 near Route 4. Construction work has already taken place on westbound 70. You'll find it down to only two open lanes instead of three. That's westbound on 70 from east of Cypress out through Lindbergh. On Saline Road at Old Gravoy, police are attending to an accident out there. Already, volume is starting to build downtown on both Poplar Street and King Bridges heading for Missouri. I'm Lance Hildebrand, Y98 FM traffic.
I'll get ready for hibernation.
Okay.
The U.S. military is still quickly establishing its occupation of Haiti. The next incursion comes along Haiti's northern coast this morning, where a contingent of Marines is moving ashore, even as I speak. A 25-year-old man, a diagnosed schizophrenic, is accused of stabbing his parents to death at their home in suburban St. Louis, in Glendale, actually. Matthew McBride faces two counts of first-degree murder and armed criminal action. He was arrested yesterday after he was found with the bodies of James and Nancy McBride. According to relatives, Matthew had been a schizophrenic for 5 years and had harassed his parents in the past. Police say they really don't have a motive in the bloody killings. Transworld Airlines and its flight attendants are hammering out an agreement to keep the carrier airborne. At issue, a company proposal to have fewer flight attendants per flight. The flight attendant union is rejecting any layoffs at the present time. Carbon monoxide poisoning apparently killed tennis star Vitas Gerulaitis. Police on Long Island say it looks like Gerulaitis was killed by propane heater fumes, which seeped into a heating and air conditioning unit where Gerulaitis was staying. Came from a swimming pool heater nearby, apparently. We may not see him often, but we'll miss him just the same. TV actor Jack Dodson, better known as the shy county clerk of Mayberry, Howard Sprague, is dead. Besides the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry RFD, Dodson played Ralph Malf's dad in Happy Days, and he was still hanging around Opie there, and a radio station manager on Homefront most recently. Jack Dodson was 63 years old. So the Hollywood madam was arrested last week after testing positive for drugs in her system, this while she's out on bail awaiting her other trials. Heidi Fleiss told the judge it was asthma medication in her bloodstream. Tests showed that's an odd way to treat asthma, with methamphetamines and Valium. So now Heidi's been ordered to enter a drug treatment program.
Whatever works.
Through her hearing yesterday, she was totally silent and then at the end said, "I want to go home." It's 6:33. Weather's next on Y98 FM.
What can I do for the chicken pox?
That's why there's the St. Louis Children's Hospital answer line. Now you can dial 454-KIDS when you have questions about illness, wellness, or you need a referral to a pediatrician. You'll get the answers you need from a pediatric registered nurse.
They'll call us saying, "This isn't an emergency, and I just really didn't want to bother my pediatrician."
I think a lot of the parents kind of know what to do, and I think they're just looking for reassurance that they're on the right track.
And since we're registered nurses, sometimes we can say, "Hey, you're right. You are right on target."
Especially if they don't have family around here. They don't have mom or grandma to call. You know, they use the answer line. We're kind of mom and grandma.
Call the nurses on the St. Louis Children's Hospital answer line, 454-KIDS.
I have just always been an advocate of having somewhere that parents can call for help. And that's what we're here for.
St. Louis Children's Hospital. We know how kids feel.
Y98 FM News Time, 6:34. It's sunny, or it will be sunny as soon as the sun comes up, and it's going to be gorgeous today. A high of about 84, down to 64 tonight, and then tomorrow back up around 85. Right now it's 60. I'm Michelle Dibble. You're up to date on Y98 FM.
It's a good, good morning.
Hey, it's oral hygiene week. You better brush your teeth. It smells creepy when your breath has all that residue. Hey, it's oral hygiene week. You better floss your teeth. When they tingle and they're shining, then you'll know you are through.
Phillips and Company, Y98.
Y98 FM, St. Louis's biggest variety. It's 6:38, 22 before 7 o'clock. Our Wacky Hacky from New York City. The Big Apple, Peter Franklin, up next. Y98 FM.
Taking a day.
Y98 FM, no repeat Tuesday. And, of course, this is Tuesday. It's trash day at the Phillips. I almost said Phillips and Company household. Phillips household. I just want to let my wife know. She happens to be listening. This morning, I took the trash out and replaced the liners.
Whoa. Golf clap, everybody, for Guy.
Well, you know, please, hold it down.
You're such a good boy.
Part of my fiduciary responsibility at home. And by the way, honey, next time you get something in the mail and you have a big box full of those little styrofoam peanuts, don't leave it open for me to throw away, okay? Close it off. You put one flap in. You fold the other flap over that. Then you take the third flap, fold it to the left, and then you tuck the other one underneath. Okay. Yeah. Keeps all the little styrofoam peanuts from leaving a trail out to the garbage, okay?
I like the way they cling to your clothes when they fly out.
Well, anything that clings to you is good, I guess. 18 before 7 o'clock, our Wacky Hacky. It's the last English-speaking cab driver in the Northern Hemisphere, Peter Franklin. Up next, here's Lance, though, with an early morning look at our rush.
Guy, eastbound 40 is slow. That's from Lindbergh through McKnight at Tesson Ferry in Hageman, an accident with injuries. Travel time westbound on 270 is about 9 minutes from 367 to the Interbelt. On Fifi near Parkway North, the traffic light's not working properly. Eastbound 70 at Goodfellow, a four-car accident. Westbound 70, only two lanes are open from east of Cypress up through Lindbergh. Also, we've got a problem out on southbound 55 near Route 4 in Madison County. That's a little bit north of Hamel, an accident there with injuries. 5570 is slow from west of 64 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Kingbridge traffic slow from the gravel pit to the landing. Ladies looking for a career change? New Lady Fitness is rapidly expanding in St. Louis, and they're looking for management trainees. Call 227-6767. That's New Lady Fitness at 227-6767. I'm Lance Hildebrand, Y98 FM Traffic.
All right, thank you very much. 17 minutes before 7 o'clock, and let's check in with Peter Franklin in the Big Apple. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. Let me just finish my breakfast. I'm having a terrine of Long Island clams steamed in parchment and a sauce of vermouth and leeks garnished with mango slices.
you want to know what my favorite meal is?
About to become famous, nice friends.
Well, I understand that.
Unbelievable.
All right. Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Should I start from the beginning?
No, absolutely. No. I was pointing at Michelle. Peter, you spent the last, what, few days with Connie Chung?
Well, you know, as we spoke last, remember the articles appeared about me?
Inquirer and then the one in the New York Times.
Yeah, you know, like, everybody's... So I figured when that happened, like, well, you know, that's my 10 minutes of fame, right? And I would go back to being the normal taxi driver, you know, in mild-mannered guise of taxi driver. Well... No sooner had those articles appeared than I got called by the Connie Chung people. And they said, we'd like to follow you around. So I said, okay, can I keep the meter on? And they said, no.
Oh.
A lot of fun they are, right? But anyway, so for the last few days, I've had CBS cameramen photographing me, picking up people and talking to people and stuff like that. But you know, it's kind of interesting. When they first proposed it and they put a cameraman into the front of the cab, I really felt that nobody would get into the cab seeing somebody sitting in the passenger seat, you know, in the front, as if New Yorkers would generally be suspicious about that. And much to my surprise, anytime anybody would hail me and the cab would go over and you know, I mean, I pulled the cab over and the person would get in and...
How much for the camera?
Yeah, with the camera. And then the CBS guy would say who he was and the person would just talk like they weren't on air or anything, just as if there was no camera. And we'd go to the destination, they'd pay me, and they'd get out. So, you see, I now have a pictorial record of who and what tipped me for how much.
Well, see, they're probably so grateful to get a cab at all.
Well,
they would have stripped naked and let them take pictures.
I mean, I got to tell you, it was really kind of a very neat experience, which I'm sharing with you and all your nice listeners, because, I mean, it's really a lot of fun to be walking around with a bunch of CBS guys following you. And they told me that it was going to appear this Thursday night, but then they called me back and said because of the Haiti invasion...
Or lack thereof.
Oh, yes, you're as big as Haiti.
I mean, I got bumped because Clinton decided to send people to Haiti. I don't think that's very fair. But anyway, I did talk about you guys, so you will probably either be in it or on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You know, I wish we'd known that this was going on. We could have arranged the conversation while they were filming you.
Well, they just did whatever the natural ones were for the particular day.
I got you.
And that's what they did. But, I mean, it just happened to me so fast, and I really was kind of bewildered and everything.
Well, you know,
so listen, Guy, when we go on the air now... Yeah. Tell everybody about this, okay?
Well,
so,
do.
So this is, in fact, for Eye to Eye with Connie Chung, the real thing. This
oh,
is not
absolutely.
Some little, you know, news segment for the evening news.
Yeah, right. And you know, I mean, let me tell you something. For anybody who has ever gone through it, it's a very exciting thing. It really is, because everybody's looking at you on the street and trying to figure out who in the world is this guy that a bunch of cameramen...
They film in a movie? What's going
what
on?
What about Connie yourself? Did you talk with her?
Hmm? No. It's done with a fellow named Bill Geist, who is one of the reporters.
Yeah,
he's a redhead.
I've seen him.
Yeah.
And he's quite charming. But I think I came away with one thing that I'm quite sure if I were to call those people up next week and say, hi, this is Peter Franklin, I'm pretty sure they would say, Peter who?
Well, you know, it's fleeting. It is.
Yes.
But everybody will have their VCRs running for next Thursday night, I guess.
I think it would be fun because if all you nice people who have been listening to all my silly stories, this is your opportunity if you really care. It's going to be either this Thursday night or, as I say, it might be bounced till next. And, you know, I hope everybody enjoys it. I don't have the slightest idea how it will come out because the word from the producer constantly was, we don't want any input, thank you. We don't want any input, thank you.
So, all right, but just the truth here, Peter, real quickly.
Yes.
Did you wear makeup? Did you have a special haircut? Anything done to prepare for this?
No, I was just my same old cute self.
Right.
Goody.
Thanks for the mention, Peter. And
anyway, excuse me for diverting from the script, but I figure KYKY and their listeners are like special friends, and I just wanted to share my excitement.
Well, you're a special friend of ours, Peter. Thanks for the mention there, and we'll expect not to see it.
Yeah.
Just like when they quoted me in the New York Times.
I'm in
not.
Plugging.
Talk to you next week, Peter.
All right, everybody have a great week.
Thanks.
Good for him.
Yeah, really.
He's a star now, just like Joseph Zahn, and where are we?
Now, what are we doing?
Still sitting here.
That's right. We're launching people.
I'm going to send him to Hawaii next.
12 before 7 o'clock.
And next on our tour of Shop and Save, ladies and gentlemen, is the produce department, where you'll find all your favorite farm fresh produce and...
Look, Mommy, there's a giant dollar bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens to your dollars here.
Yeah, I'm worth a lot more at Shop and Save because of their great selection and extra low prices on everything in the store. Tell them, Marty.
Come see how Shop and Save's great values stretch your dollar, like USDA Choice Boneless Sirloin Steak, just $1.99 a pound. Limit three packages with $10 additional purchase. Budget gourmet light and healthy entrees, assorted varieties, the Shop and Save price, 4 for $5. Totino's Pizza Rolls, 7.5-ounce assorted varieties, $1.09 at Shop and Save.
That's a big deal.
There's more. Tony's Italian Pastry 12-inch pizza assorted varieties, 2 for $3.95. And Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the 18-ounce box, 2 for $3 at Shop and Save. Price is good through Saturday.
The more you shop, the more you save.
For total value.
It's Shop and Save.
Renaissance, something much more than a mere renovation. It's how Plaza Frontenac has redefined shopping. And you, too, can celebrate the grand reopening this week along with the Plaza Frontenac stores, offering exciting events from all stores. J. Crew is hosting a look at their fall collection with a reception Wednesday from 7 to 9, benefiting the St. Louis effort for AIDS. Enter to win prizes from the new Williams-Sonoma to benefit the Center of Contemporary Arts on Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30. Great looks from all the Talbot stores will be featured in the South Center Court at 1 p.m. Sunday. Banana Republic will also be there with their latest fall collection at 2:30. Join them for your chance to win a Banana Republic outerwear jacket. From Neiman Marcus to Adrian Vittadini, from Saks to Passport Luggage, from Spectrum to Graphic Traffic, Plaza Frontenac has it all for you. And now, they're celebrating Renaissance thinking in St. Louis. Why don't you join the celebration?
Katie, I'm depressed.
What is it?
I'm a boring cook.
How can you say that?
Well, at dinner last night, Howard said he loved my burgers.
So, what's wrong with that?
They were Italian meatballs. It's not funny. What do I do?
Well, you can just do what Marco Polo did. Discover spices.
What? Go to China?
No, go to Schnucks. They've just brought in a whole new spice section from Turkey.
Turkey?
Turkey, herbs and spices. At Schnucks, there's a zillion of them. They have curry powder and cumin. Oh, and oregano and turmeric. No more boring cooking. Trust me, Howard will never misunderstand your meatballs again.
Discover the exciting new Turkey spice section at Schnucks. Over 100 premium quality herbs, spices, and extracts, plus dozens of great new recipe ideas guaranteed to help make your meatballs measure up. Discover spices. Discover Turkey. Now at Schnucks.
When you think of fun, I want you to think of the Alton Bell Casino, and especially Wednesdays when we get lucky with Guy. I'll give you a phone number in a moment. You can fax me to get lucky, and I'll give you passes on board the Alton Bell for four and a lunch or dinner buffet in the Bell's Buffet. So much going on the Alton Bell. Right now, all the excitement of the ponies. You like to watch the ponies run? Harness or thoroughbred racing? Every day from noon till midnight. Alton Bell's got a new parlor there, the off-track parlor. And if you like something gourmet, I'm telling you, Victor's Restaurant. I had dinner there with Larrabee and had the thickest, juiciest steak I think I've ever had. It's a gourmet restaurant right there on the Alton Bell, always there for a quiet, wonderful meal. So make it a special trip next time you head up to the Alton Bell. And their steak and lobster dinner at Victor's, plus the cruise, $14.95. That's like paying $9.95 for your dinner. You get the cruise free. I like that. Special is available Sunday through Thursdays. And if you like a tropical setting, how about the outdoor patio feeling of the Argosy Island? Just for you with a menu of barbecue sandwiches and bevies that have the little umbrellas in them. It's fabulous. Everything's served on toast points. No, I'm kidding.
And new potatoes still in their jackets.
If you want to get lucky with Guy, write on a piece of paper, get lucky with Guy. And your name and address to follow included your phone number where I can reach you during the day and send it to 531-9855. Do it this morning. We have our drawing for the Alton Bell Casino tomorrow morning.
The U.S. Marines find a quiet landing in Haiti. The cops find out what killed Vitas Gerulaitis. And Heather Locklear finds a new husband. All of this in the news straight ahead on Y98 FM.
Y98 FM, 6:55 in the morning, 5 before 7 o'clock. It's 61 right now. 85 is the high today. Sunshine all day long. And it's National Farm Safety Week. Come on, everybody. Okay, so anyway, I'm a city guy. I grew up in Chicago.
Yes.
My brother and I were invited to a farm in Wisconsin for a weekend.
Oh, you were? You've been on a farm then?
Once.
Okay.
So I was about 11 years old. My brother was 12, 12 and a half. And we're standing with this farm kid out near the cows.
Yeah.
The only thing separating us from the cows was the fence. My brother leans against the fence.
Yep.
He falls down in a heap, stands up. He goes, Mike, he said, why didn't you tell me the fence was electrified? And the farm kid said,
he never asked me.
My only farm story.
But you know what? That is what? That's a good thing to think about during Farm Safety Week, because I had an experience with an electric fence. We were up visiting George and Beverly Plumstead. Plumstead family lived up the hill, and they had pigs. See, we didn't have pigs, but pigs are mean and smart, so you have to keep their fences electrified. Anyway, these pigs are in this big, sloppy, wet mud, and I decided to go in and play with the pigs, so I climbed under the fence and went in, and I was playing with them and picking on them, and all of a sudden they turned on me, and those things are mean and big and hairy, and they came charging at me, rooting and snorting, and I panicked and ran for the fence and grabbed a hold of it.
Kind of like being at Culpeppers on the weekend.
Grabbed a hold of it to pull myself under.
Uh-oh.
And when that happened, I was rooted. I couldn't get loose. You know, the electricity keeps you stock still with my feet in the mud and my hands. And I was out there for, it seems like, at least 2 days. I think it was probably only
more
about
like six.
5 minutes, but somebody came and turned off the fence. But I think a lot of brain cells were damaged in that time.
Who'd have guessed?
Yeah.
That's a true farm story in Pennsylvania.
So when the dentist asks you to bite down, does that make you nervous?
Very, very.
Feeling a little lost?
We want to give you a little help.
Wait a minute, this doesn't look right. Where am I? And who wrote these directions? Why do I always talk to myself when I'm lost? Ah, this must be the turn. Oops, this can't be right. I think this is somebody's driveway. Sorry, excuse me, just a... Hey, oof. Oh, now I need gas? I wonder how much cash I have on me. Where am I? Ah, A mobile station. Thank you. Thank you.
When you need gas and you're not sure where you are or what you've got in your wallet, it's best to find yourself at a mobile station. That's because we'll take more credit and ATM cards than any other station. And we're pretty good at directions, too.
Okay, I got it. Thanks. Okay, now, did he say two lights, then a right? Or two rights, then a light? No, he definitely said two lights, then a
mobile. Mobile. How can we help you?
Every week, tons of illegal drugs flood our nation's streets. Every day, thousands of innocent people become victims of violent cops. Every hour, hundreds of calls for help are received. There are roughly 250 million men, women, and children in the United States. And only 300,000 police officers to protect them. Meet the cops who do it best. Top Cops. Now, five times a week.
Top Cops, weekdays at 12:30 on St. Louis 11, then at 1.
Summer's time.
It's time for a talk show with a positive attitude and a host who's comfortable with what's at issue. Someone who can bring out the stars. It's time for a talk show that's not like all the others.
Summer's time.
The Suzanne Summer Show, weekdays at 1 on St. Louis 11.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. I'm Michelle Dibble with a Y98 FM News Update brought to you by Smart Cuisine. Delicious, low-fat, frozen entrees under $2. Smart Cuisine, the new face in the freezer case. And here's Lance Hildebrand, the old face in traffic.
Well, thank you very much. I need to exfoliate, obviously. Michelle, at Tesson Ferry in Hageman, there's an accident. A car is stalled on southbound 94 at Mid-Rivers. Westbound 70 at Cypress near the two-lane construction zone. An accident blocking traffic there. Eastbound 70 at Zemble, an accident in the center lane. Eastbound 70 east of the Blanchett Bridge. Motorist assist crews are working with a stalled car on the shoulder. Also, a four-car accident on the shoulder of eastbound 70 at Goodfellow. Police are still working with that accident and probably will be for a while at southbound 55 near Route 4 in Madison County. That accident with injuries and an 18-wheeler lying on its side there. Also on Fifi near Parkway North, the traffic light's not working properly. 5570 slowing down east of 64, and Kingbridge traffic still slow from the railroad overpass on the Illinois side to the landing. I'm Lance Hildebrand. Y98 FM traffic.
Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm. More than 1,500 U.S. Marines will land at Cap Haïtien in northern Haiti this morning. They were prepared for combat, but now have been ordered to adopt a rather different attitude, that of cooperation for the peacekeeping mission. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the Senate is taking up a resolution on Haiti today. Yesterday, the House voted to end U.S. military involvement in the Caribbean nation as soon as possible. A deadline for troop withdrawal might also be in the works in Washington. The St. Louis Area Major Case Squad is reviewing what detectives say is the most promising lead they've had in the abduction and murder of 9-year-old Angie Houseman last year. Detectives say that carpet fibers and dog hairs taken from where the St. Anne girl's body was found are similar to those found in a suspect's car. They've been analyzed, finally. The FBI should have a complete analysis sometime this week. This suspect is currently residing in a Missouri correctional facility on an unrelated charge. A $15,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of two robbers who held up a couple of St. Louis postal carriers yesterday. Now, the first incident happened around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. It was on the corner of 9th and Park Avenue. The second, an hour later, on the 1400 block of South 10th Street. Both carriers had their wallets stolen. Now, once again, there's a $15,000 reward for that perpetrator. Yesterday, we told you that tennis player Vitas Gerulaitis had been found dead in bed at the age of 40, and speculations of a heart attack were abounding. Not so, say police. Seems that Gerulaitis died as a result of accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. Gerulaitis was staying at the guest house of a friend in Southampton, New York, and the house is out by the pool, and police think a badly installed pool heater leaked the carbon monoxide fumes into the ventilation system of the house, and he died. And finally, a showbiz couple that just might work out, by golly. It seems that Barbara Walters was interviewing Heather Locklear for a special that's going to run in November, and Heather told her that she is engaged. She is engaged to Richie Sambora. Yes, Heather, of course, is divorced from Motley Crue's drummer, Tommy Lee, but she likes the rock and roll crowd. And, of course, Richie Sambora plays with Bon Jovi. She showed Barbara a huge pear-shaped platinum set diamond that the Bon Jovi guitarist chose at Cartier. Yeah, she's 32, he's 35, and he's never been married. It's 7:03, and we'll look at weather next on Y98FM.
So smart.
Women have gotten a lot smarter about things.
Smart.
Like this less for more deal. Our dry cleaning is lighter and smaller than a guy's. We won't pay more. Our mufflers are the same size. Don't try to charge us extra.
Smart.
Light meals have less fat, cholesterol, and calories. Why should we pay more? Now we're eating smart. New smart cuisine. Delicious, low-fat, low-cholesterol, low-calorie frozen entrees that are low-priced, too. Usually under $2. See, the smart cuisine folks figured, hey, less fat, less calories, less money. Then they gave us more choices, like oriental beef, spicy fiesta chicken, tempting chicken fettuccine, all perfectly partnered with pasta or rice. So when you want a delicious, low-calorie, low-cholesterol, low-fat entree, do something smart. Smart cuisine, smart taste, smart price.
Now look for the package with the bold gold smart. That's new smart cuisine. The new face in the freezer case.
KYKY, St. Louis, Y98FM News Time, 7:04. Going to be sunny today, a high of about 84 degrees. Down to 64 tonight, and then just ditto today's forecast for tomorrow, which will be, you know, fall comes in tomorrow. Right now, 62 with sunshine downtown. I'm Michelle Dibble, and you're up to date on Y98FM.
No repeat Tuesday.
Y98FM, red, red wine. Just a little bit precocious, yet reminiscent of sweet tarts. Or is it Skittles? 7:09, here's Huey Lewis in the news.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. They say it's all right.
Y98FM. 7:12, this is Guy. Mostly sunny today. What a dandy-looking day today, and a high of 85. 61 is the current temp in the Gateway City, and Friday I'm doing something kind of fun about noontime. Noon till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's called Chip for Charity out at the Marriott West.
You're throwing chips?
No, but that might be a better idea.
Like cow chips?
No, what they're going to do is they're going to put a floating green, that little pond that they have near the Marriott.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
cool.
For a donation, $5 a shot or something, like you get, 10 for $20 or I don't know what it is. But you get a chance to get a hole-in-one, and they've got, like, great prizes, including a $500 prize of Marriott.